You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
My name is Patrick Fitzgerald. I'm a local web developer here in Atlanta. That's not me. I'm the other Patrick Fitzgerald, so don't get me confused. Has everyone here ever seen a screencast? And we get a show of hands if you've looked at one or you know what it is. No, not really. A little bit. Okay, well, what I've done is create just a short screencast to start out with. It's actually got some audio, but I don't think that's going to be possible here. So it'll just give you an idea of what's capable to do in a screencast. And you'll really like it because it's only 58 seconds long, and we can just kind of skip over that and get into the meat of this. And I'm actually, this is sort of a web presentation of a screencast, but since this is all about podcasting, I wanted to show some of the features that you can use for a screencast geared toward a smaller screen, like maybe an iPod or a mobile device like that, which kind of limits what you can do, but there are ways to work around it. So I'm actually going to switch over to a video I made, and I've actually got it on my iPod if you want to see it later. And I'll just go ahead and show that. So obviously, on the big screen, it's going to look a little rough, but just imagine it shrunk down to a couple inches. But this will just show some of the possibilities of recording a screen for different purposes. You can use different effects if you want to show it on a screen where text is going to be a problem. With zooming in, you can do call-outs on the screen, highlight different areas. Of course, edit everything together. Notice some effects done on the mouse there that make it a little easier to see what's going on. And then really, if you want to personalize it, you can really just throw in your webcam video and just edit that directly in picture. And this was software was donated by Camtasia Studio, and we'll be giving that away at the end of the session. And some other places that I've done this is also on YouTube, since that's similar quality issues. You can also actually use YouTube as your distribution method for this. Though really, if you want the high quality kind of effects, you'd want to use web delivery via Flash. If you sat in on the video session we just had, they went over a lot of that, so I'm hopefully not going to get into that too much. My website is barelyfits.com. So really, when I wanted to sort of get the discussion moving on this, and depending on your needs, is are you more interested in the technology and the software involved, or the techniques for use in podcasting? So if anyone has any questions or direction for that.
If you have questions, call, and we'll get it recorded for posterity. Introduce yourself.
Okay. I'm Carter Harkins with crowdabout.us. I wanted to know, I've not used Camtasia before, so I'm curious, the zooming effect and the little red circle that kind of highlighted where the mouse was clicking and
right.
All of that, is that something that's just automatically generated by Camtasia as part of the output?
Yeah, it's just an option in the software. You can tell. I mean, there's various...
The zooming in and out? And
the zooming in and out, and that can be done either live while you're recording, or it can actually be done directly in the software. I've got some, I'll pop it up right here if you want. If you had something like this and you wanted to add a zoom in, you could just add a keyframe, zoom into a certain area.
As it zooms in, does it change the resolution of the screen?
It'll keep the aspect ratio. So, basically how I made that video, you just go in an area, hit OK, and then down in my timeline, I've got the zoom down here. And I can add, any kind of transitions with that as well, if I were to edit that.
Would that be
No, everything is done live. So what you do is just hit record. And the way Camtasia works and other software is similar. If I had a new project, I would just go to the... typically go to a wizard or something like that. If I can find where that is. Well, anyway, it would ask you, do you want to record the whole screen? Do you want to record a certain window or a region of the screen or anything like that? So it's bounded to a certain area on the screen, and then anything you do in that area would be recorded. And typically the uses for screencasts are doing product demos, tutorials, and things like that. But I'd really love to hear if anyone has any other experiences as to where you've used things like that. But we were discussing the cursor effects. You can do a highlight of the cursor all the time. So like put a yellow highlight around the cursor. You saw the click highlighting. It'll even add audio highlighting, so it'll make a click sound. It'll make click sounds when you type on the keyboard if you want it to, and things like that. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kristen Parker from Listen Share. I just had a really quick question. I might have missed the very beginning in the explanation. But I'm not even 100% sure what screencasting is.
Okay.
And where one would use this in Camtasia and how that all fits into the big picture. So if you don't mind giving me a 60-second rundown?
That'd no problem. Great.
Thank you.
So as I said, so screencasting is used mainly for software demos or tutorials. For example, let's say you have a website that has some kind of an email application or something like that, and it's almost like an online help or a marketing tool for showing how this works. And of course, it's a lot better to give someone a demo and show them exactly how something works rather than screenshots and, sort of explaining it to them in text. So you can really see. I don't know if you had a chance. I'll just go ahead and fire that up again just to get it going again. So, I really didn't have an idea. I know we probably have a good mix of people. Some people who are more interested in the technical side and people who want more of an introduction. But ideally for a website, especially if you're going to just publish on the web, you'd want to go bigger and a higher quality. You could do the whole screen if you wanted to, but typically you'll want to restrain it to an area like 640 by 480 or something like that. Just because the video size would get so large and the download times would be larger if you have a larger file. Microphone?
Hold on a second.
Oh, sorry.
My name is Chris Spruck. I don't currently have any personal sites to mention. I just wanted to mention AtlantaPHP.org, the AtlantaPHP user group. My question is more technical as far as formats you can output. Is it designed strictly for web, or could you do like TV, like NTSC and PAL formats, things like that?
It really depends on the software you use, but really any kind of video you can output. Camtasia itself gives you a lot of options. One of the nice features is when you're ready to export the project, it'll give you several different options on video, and it'll also produce an iPod version of the video at the same time if you want it to. So for production, if you're interested in really podcasting this kind of thing, that kind of saves a little time because you can do your Flash version for the web and your iPod version all in one click. But I haven't really explored. Of course, this isn't the only software you can use to do this. So really, any kind of video format you need, you could probably produce.
My name's Michelle Shane, and I'm just here representing Society for Technical Communications, which is a nonprofit group of people who do technical writing and help and all that. And well, as an instructional designer, we use a lot of screencasts for corporate, for demos of all their software, things like that. But what I'm seeing is potentially for profit making outside of the corporate world, people could be doing these screencasts and putting them up on YouTube or wherever as a free way of showing people how to use software, you know, whether right. it's Photoshop or Audacity or anything you want to learn. How if you know how to do it and you can create a screencast, I think there's a very big market in people who want to learn and don't want to go out and buy the book.
Yeah, there are actually a few hosting sites that are specifically geared towards this. One of them, there's been a guy in some of the Google groups and things that's kind of rubbed some people the wrong way, because the way he has his website set up is it's a membership based for the user. So someone coming in would have to like join his site in order to even see the video, which I think is
well, a lot of times though they have you can get a certain amount for free.
Yeah.
And then you have to become a member. Like there is a website I joined, which is $10 a month. It's called like Bill Hamilton or Hamilton Media. He talks all about video and screencasts and all that. So for $10 a month, he's got like 700 different articles mm-hmm. you can read. And he does show how to do some of these things. But I'm just seeing there being, you know, if you didn't want to market yourself towards corporations necessarily, right. you could just do these for even your own website, a tour of your own right. website, you know, to show people around the website.
Yeah, and there are a lot of software options. There's one on Windows called Wink that's completely free. It's not as fancy as what you can do with Camtasia, but actually I started out by using Wink to do a demo of the Medicare website when that came online last year, because it was very confusing. And we actually did basically what you said, a whole instruction on how to use this government website, and it didn't really cost us much because it was very free software and simple to do. But as far as, you know, what you say, there's a just a dearth of there's just a ton of tutorial information on the web that people love to give out for free. So I'm not sure if I see the business models on doing that. And on the other hand, there are things like Total Training for Photoshop, where they do nothing but make these training videos, basically just screencasts. So there's definitely, you know, both sides of that you could see.
I'm Justin Davis from Davis on Draft and davisondraft.com. You know, one thing that comes to my mind, you know, for those of us who have podcasts that, you know, I don't have a piece of software to demo out or any tutorial to explain something by or anything like that, that would be, you know, screencastable. One thing that kind of comes to mind for podcasters that may be a useful thing to do is maybe set up a screencast tutorial on showing your visitors to your site how to subscribe.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of people don't know exactly, you know, some people see subscribe, they don't know exactly how to go about doing that or think that it's some kind of complicated process yeah. or something. And maybe taking through a quick tour of iTunes, you know, here's how to find it and here's how to hit subscribe and do that could increase the subscriber base with a podcast
right.
using screencasting that way. So,
and that's a great idea. And especially if you're interested in getting like hits to your blogs and you have things like this, a lot of the times on a lot of the social networks and the blogs like Lifehacker and things like that, if some kind of a new product comes out and someone creates a, you know, 5-minute screencast just demoing it or showing it off, you just get a ton of visitors to your site just because you'll get linked all over the place.
Yeah. Even the company that created the product will link to you.
Right, sometimes.
Right, and I mean, I've heard of people doing it for pretty large software manufacturers. I mean, maybe not Microsoft, but, you know, fairly large, and telling the company about it, and they'll get thousands of hits because the main company is directing people to their site.
If you look at the publishing industry and computer manuals and things like that, you look at that, it's the whole business is built around, you know, making the missing manual. There's a whole series of books just called that because the companies don't have time or don't care enough to create a worthwhile documentation, so someone else will go ahead and do it.
What's the cost of that, Patrick? Her idea of creating a screencast to show, or Justin's idea, create a screencast to show people how to subscribe to a podcast. How much would that cost?
I mean, you could do it for free. I mean, it's just your time. I mean, the software costs, like I said, there are free software for recording your screen. There's various options on Windows and Mac. So if all you want to do is record an area of the screen, that you can do it basically no cost. And just a simple Google for screencasting software on whichever platform will find you a lot of that. If you want to do more polished things and voiceovers and things like that, you know, obviously that takes a lot of time and a little bit of technique. You know, you'll discover as you're going along that these aren't real easy to make as far as once you start talking over it.
That was my question. So a couple questions. What is Camtasia? Oh, my name is Leonard Witt, and I'm with pjnet.org and Professor at Kennesaw State. What's the cost of Camtasia?
Camtasia is $300.
$300. And then you mentioned another free one that you liked, but could you spell it?
Yeah, it was called Wink.
Wink. Oh, okay.
So just right. Google for Wink screen record or something like that. You'll find it. And I believe they added audio to that as well. So. No. BB Flashback Express.
Yeah, and what is the learning curve? I mean, how long does it take you to really feel like you're competent in doing this? Is this something you can just go in and do the next day and stick it on your website, or are you talking a couple weeks, months?
That's hard to tell. I mean, it's quick. I did the little demo you saw with the zooming and panning, which I had never looked at the zooming and panning tools on Camtasia before, and that took me a couple hours to put together. A lot of that was just learning curve for me because I'd never touched that stuff before. If you're doing more complex stuff, it depends how good a speaker you are. I think that's like the bottom line. For me, I'm terrible, especially when you're starting to do stuff on the computer. And I have like a whole workflow that I go through now. I'll actually record something. I'll just run through it and record it, maybe mumbling into the microphone, messing up many times, then I'll come in and I'll splice together the video and re-record a narration on top of that. Or the other way I've done it also is actually write out a script, record that, and then record the screen, which for me kind of works better because I'm just a terrible speaker.
Barb Preble, Moonstone Media. Can you do markup in free form on video or photos? I'm picturing something like NFL football where they, you know, circle the quarterback and the, you right. know, the players, as you know, and they're moving all over the screen and drawing arrows.
Yeah, I mean, that would depend on your software. As far as Camtasia goes, it has things called callouts where you can do various things like that. I don't think they offer actually drawing on top of the video, as far as I know. But you can add arrows and text and highlight things like that.
You could just do a screen capture of yourself drawing things in a drawing program, though, on a picture or something that could simulate it.
Videoing yourself.
Using Camtasia to video yourself creating, you know, drawing highlights around areas of a photo or something.
But the other advantage you have on some of the, especially the flash video, you can add flash hotspots that'll stop the video until someone clicks in a certain area. You can add quizzes and things like that. So we've got some of that built into the software as well. So especially for training and things like that, that's useful.
It's ironically, I just did a blog post on screencasting. Because I was doing some research on it. So I did the research and came up with all the ones that I could find and listed it on problogger.net as a guest post.
Right.
So it went up yesterday.
Thanks for doing my work for me. so are there any questions
freely writing on things. Since you can screencast anything that you're doing on your PC, if you say you were in PaintShop Pro and you were looking at a photograph and you wanted to circle areas of the photograph, you could, if you can circle areas of a photograph in PaintShop Pro, then you could be screencasting that while you're doing it. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be an a computer application. It can be anything that's on your PC.
Has anybody seen the video? I think it was going around on YouTube. An explanation of Web 2.0, and the entire thing was a screencast. Amazing use of screencasts in my mind. That's like a non-educational how to use a particular piece of software type, tutorial type thing. This was just pure brilliance, and it was so entertaining, and so it was informative as well. But I don't know if we can find it on YouTube or not. It was maybe just Google or search on YouTube for Web 2.0. The guy was a professor at a university in Montana, I believe, a sociology professor. It was brilliant.
Phenomenal. Okay, we'll have to see if we can pop that up before this is over. But this is just a quick example of call outs you can do. You're limited to being able to draw on the page. You probably can't do that with the current version, but you can add text and arrows and things like that, which is usually pretty helpful. And of course, in the end, think of it as two things. Camtasia is sort of a combination of a way to record your screen and then various tools for editing that video file. So really these callouts and the zooming and things like that, it's really kind of a video editor that's geared towards doing these types of tutorial screencasts. So you could record that video and pull it into any kind of video editing application that you had and do whatever effects you had. Any other questions? Everybody wants to win that software, I think. All right, well, if anyone who wants to... we got one more.
This is Ken, E3C Link, business coach. Success stories using screencasting.
Like I said, we did a really low-cost one for the Medicare website. I don't know if you're aware of, Medicare had this whole prescription plan that rolled out like last year, and it was all done through the web, which for their target audience, not such a great thing, especially since the procedures for going through it were just sort of horrific if you didn't know exactly what to do. So we put together a whole thing with that and got a lot of good feedback from that. I personally use it. I'm a web developer, so I use it just in my daily work doing demos of ongoing projects and things like that. And you'll see it all over the web now, really, with a lot of these things. And probably one of the most the most well done that I've seen is in the TurboTax software. If you get the CD, they've got a ton of video type of things in there that kind of run you through everything.
I don't know if it, Mike Schenkel. I don't really have an affiliation. There's two places that I would point people to if they want to see good examples. One is John Udell, used to be at InfoWorld, now he's at Microsoft. He does a lot of screencasting. It's John, J-O-N, Udell, U-D-E-L-L. And the other is a new site that I think came up about 6 months ago and is already sold. It's called Tubatorial. Has anybody seen that? They're doing a lot of tutorials using screencasting.
Tubatorial.
It would be easier if you try to find it. T-U-B-E-T. It's like tutorial, but tubatorial.
Tuba?
T-U-B-I-T-O-R-I-A-L, I guess.
T-U-B-I? Tutorial.
After that one, I got I think I found the screencast that we were referring to. Search for The Machine Is Us.
Yeah, I think I got that up here.
See if that's it.
See if I can get some audio here.
Oh. What? Do you think that took it?
A few minutes, I don't know. Oh, I forgot to say, I made that. That's one of my pseudonyms on the internet. So.
Well, you really are a wonderful presenter. Isn't this great? Now, seriously, let's look what happened. He's the presenter of this casting event. You suggested the site. He found it. You presented it, and we did it all together. Wow.
All right, so I want to know, you know, what kind of screencast that anyone out here is planning on.
Yeah, I think the video camera was behind him, and I believe that was actually videotaping his Well, it only matters because you don't use screencast software for that. Anyone in this room can do that. I'm not saying it's easy, but you just set a video camera up and you just pan in to your computer screen and record it. You don't need any software.
I don't care if someone uses software if they record it. I mean, I just want to know what the content is. So, I mean, this isn't the screencasting software session. It's really just, you know, what can you do by recording your computer screen?
That took a great deal of editing. It wasn't over the shoulder, I guarantee.
A lot of video editing in there.
I actually read an article later about this guy and what he did. He's an anthropology, social anthropology professor. I don't remember. I want to say it's out west. Okay. Yeah, he did use some screen capture. I don't know how much of it was, but that's why I thought of it in this conversation. So I don't know which portions of it were, but some of it was screen capture.
Anyone out there want to share any ideas for what you plan to do with it? No? Okay. Well, let's. If you're interested in the software, it's Windows. So if you're a Mac person, you might not want it. So sit out and let someone who needs it use it. Just come on and get a red ticket. We'll do different tickets just because I just want to give it to someone in this room. So.
The song you heard in this podcast was Garden by Cargo Cult, available only on magnatune.com. Thanks for listening to Unconcast on the Georgia Podcast Network. If you have recorded or are planning to record a discussion that you think would make a good episode of Unconcast, email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com to learn how you can submit it.